It's a sin and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Matos Maaseh, the conclusion of Sefer Bamidbar, Chazak Chazak V'Nit Chazek. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a lot of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Moshe al Roshe Hamatot Lebnei Yisrael Lemor, Zeh HaDavar Asher Siva Hashem. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribe of Klal Yisrael, saying, "This is the manner that Hashem has commanded." As in the beginning of the Parsha, Parsha's Matos, we read about a neder. Rashi tells us, quoting from the Gemara in Nedarim, Dav Ayin Zayinam and Beis, and Ayin Ches, that what is a neder, what is a vow, where a person says, Hare alai konam, I take upon myself, shelo ochel, that I won't eat, shelo esa, I will not do. A neder is a person takes a commitment upon himself. A shvua is when a person takes an oath that he's not going to do a certain act on the object. And then all of a sudden the Torah tells, we're talking about nedarim, who can make a neder, and the father can make a neder for his children, and a husband for his wife, and it throws in zeh hadavar. What does it mean, zeh hadavar? Says Rashi, Moshe nitnabe b'kolamar Hashem. When Moshe gave prophecy, it was so said Hashem. V'aninivim nitnabu b'kolamar Hashem. Moshe b'alei Moshe. Now Moshe was superior to them. She nitnabe b'loshin zeh hadavar. This is the matter. Comes along the great Binyan Sion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, who lived in 1798 to 1871. He was one of the greats. He wrote the Aruch Lener, a tremendous Talmud Chacham from Italy. Tremendous. His Talmud was the great Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. He had so many Talmidims. Tremendous. And he asked the obvious question. What does a neder, a vow, have to do with that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave prophecy, it was v'zeh hadavar, it was exacting. So maybe a person will come and think, you know what, the difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im, Moshe was exact, and the other Nevi'im weren't so exact, they kind of had the nevuah. Right, it's like you ask someone, so what was the shir about? It was on the Parsha. Okay, what about the Parsha? The Parsha's Matos Maaseh. Do you want to tell me something about? You know, it's a shir, nice. So like, oh, maybe they're not like, they don't know what's going on so much, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he was exacting. But we know that's not true. The Rambam writes in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin. Again, give a shout out to the Rambam. Last week we spoke a little about the Rambam. I didn't know the date in my heart, but I looked it up. Don't worry, I have it clear. 1138 to 1204, the great Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, the great Rambam from Egypt. Unbelievable, the Rambam. What he's done for Klal Yisrael, unbelievable. And the great Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah and Yesodei HaTorah that, what do you mean? The Nevuim, the other Nevi'im, they also were so great. They got a Nevuah from the Rabbonu Shalom. However, Moshe was able to talk to Hashem whenever he wanted. Moshe was pal-peh, exacting with Hashem. Moshe was up the whole time. The other Nevi'im were in a trance. They were sleeping. So you can't tell me that the other Nevi'im didn't have things exact. That doesn't make sense. So what is, ask Rav Ettlinger, what is the beginning of this week's Parsha? V'zeh hadavar, at the end of Amir, we're talking about the Nevuah Moshe, what does that have to do with the neder? And furthermore, he asks, in his truest sefer, the Binyan Sion, is, what does that have to do with the 3 weeks, which we're in right now? That is question one. Then we read a little further, we have the war with Midian, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the war with Midian, they're going right into Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi brings down from Chazal that even though that Shemisaso Tuluya B'davar, even though his death depended on the matter, still we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did it b'simcha. But then all of a sudden we have the story of B'nei Gad u'B'nei Ruvain v'Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Very strange story. We know that Paraglama Bays, Pusik Aleph, Umikne Rav, Hayal, Libne Ruvain, Ulibne God. They had a lot of cattle, very wealthy. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, listen, Moshe, we don't want to go ahead to Sol. And all of a sudden, right before Pusik, hey, there is a little samach, a little stuma. No conversation. What's that about? And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he makes a deal with them. And he says, Gevaldik says in Pasuk Choftes, he says to them, listen, I'm going to make a deal with you. We know that the whole Maseches Kedushin is about a T'nai, a stipulation. It's called a T'nai Kuffel, the end of the fourth parak in Kedushin. They had certain stipulations, the language of it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, Itchemet Ayarden Kocholot L'milchama L'fnei Hashem, V'nechvasha Aretz L'fneichem. Listen, you go into the land, you make sure that they conquer it, help out your brothers, help out the other Shvatim, make sure that they conquer it. If that happens, they conquer it, you can go back to the Yarden. However, if not, then just take your Nachla in Eretz Canaan. What kind of deal is that? If it works, then go back. But if it doesn't work, just take your Nachla here. What's going on? What's this conversation between Moshe? What's he trying to gain out of having them go? What's it all about? Was there something flawed in B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven? Question two. Question three. Let's go again. There's so much to do in every parsha. Time is of the essence. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim L'Sivosam B'yad Moshe V'Aaron. These are the journeys of the children of Klal Yisrael who went forth from the land of Egypt according to their legions under the hand of Moshe and Aaron. And then it says Vayichtov Moshe Et Motzeim Maseihem, that Moshe wrote, they're going forth according to their journeys, Al Pi Hashem, according to Hashem, Ve'ilam Aseyem Moseyem. And these were the journeys according to their going forth. First of all, the question that all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban, Rambam, everyone is asking is, we know about their travels. We know they're in the 40th year. Next week, Parsha Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives his six-week speech. So why do you have to? There's no extra letter in the word in the Torah. There's right. The Gemara Menachos says that Rabbi Akiva would darshan even the little crown, the little thing on top of the letters in the Torah. There's no, and all of a sudden you're going into all what they did. Again, we know we read all of Sefer Bamidbar. We're at the end now. So why are you coming and telling me all their travelings? That is question three, and question 3B. It's really four, two and two. We'll call it 3B, we don't want to scare anyone, is that we know right at the end of the Parsha Maaseh, we learn about the Gevaldik, when a city of refuge. We know if someone kills, the Gemara in Makos goes at length, first and second parak, that if someone kills Bishogeg by accident, then they're able to go into the city of refuge. Right, they have to go in there, so the man, the Gol Hadam, the redeemer of the blood, he has the ability to kill him, to redeem the blood that he killed by accident, and they're able to, it's like base, it's like running in tag and getting safe. So we know that in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Sheish Are Miklat. And Rashi quotes down from the Gemara that what is going on here, Magid, Sha'afo Pi Shehigdil Moshe Bechayev, Shalosh Arim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, in his lifetime, he separated three cities. We know that there are six. Nevertheless, it didn't loyal cultus. They didn't provide refuge. Ad shenevachu shalosh anotan Yeshua Meretz Kanan. We know that it didn't provide refuge until that there was fully six cities. So the question is, this is the last mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in. He didn't finish the mitzvah. Why get over this mitzvah? There's three more that you have to do in Eretz Yisrael. The three are based on the three in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't get it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu first of all get involved in this mitzvah? And what's it all about? Why were they not collate? Why was it not collate until there were six in Eretz Yisrael? So again, let's just review. Make sure we have it clear, because the more we have the clarity, the bigger geshmak we're going to get. So again, we're at the end of Bamidbar, it's crazy. Another sefer, finishing, getting to Devarim, unbelievable, but let's just make sure we have it clear. Okay, so again, question one was Rav Ettlinger's question, of Vidzeh HaDavar. Why does it say Vidzeh HaDavar? Why is that talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? And how is that interrelated with the 3 weeks, the Zeh HaDavar? And furthermore, what does that have to do with Nedar? Question two is, what's the whole story of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven? There's a stuma, there's a parsha break, and then Moshe Rabbeinu makes this condition, you go in, if not, you'll get a heritage. What's that all about? Third, what are these travels between all Kai? Why do you have to, there's no extra words in the Torah. And lastly, why is the Ari Miklat, why did Moshe Rabbeinu choose this mitzvah? What's it all about? So, I want to discuss the Yisod. This Yisod, again, it's the first question of Maaseh, but then we're going to put it all together. Now, why is there this whole list of travels? What is going on here? So, the great Sfarno, the Sfarno was Avadya ben Yaakov Sfarno. He lived in 1475 to 1550. Unbelievable. He mastered all the Rishonim, and he put together beautiful works. He actually was studying medicine also. And he says beautiful. He says when Klal Yisrael was traveling and they're going on their travels, they didn't know when they were going to have to travel or not. And sometimes they just have to pick up. Rashi says right in the beginning of Maaseh that really to show the love, that they didn't travel so much. If you break up the traveling so much, they didn't travel so much. However, comes along the Sfarno and says they never knew when they had to just pick up and go. So that shows, says the Sfarno, that shows the loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That even though they don't have so much clarity and they don't know exactly what's going on, they still have so much love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, ready to do whatever he says, whenever he says go and just go travel, they're ready for it. And I think, says the Chiddush Harim, this is the idea of life, is that we're all traveling and we're all involved in different things and we don't know what's going to be, and we're in an era right now that things are crazy. And we don't know what's going to be 2 weeks from now. We don't know anything. But we're still going with the travels of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're traveling with Hashem. And the great Kli Yakar. Last year we spoke about this great Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar, the great Rav Chaim Lenshins, who lived in Prague. He lived right after the time of the Sfarno, lived in 1550 to 1619. The great Rav Chaim Lenshins says, Gevaldik, that if you look right in the war with Midian, When Hashem is talking about defeating Midian, it says, Nikom, Nikmas, B'nai Yisrael, go avenge what they did to Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to Klal Yisrael, let's go avenge for Hashem. Because we showed the love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we love him so much. As it says in the Nevi'im, Lechtai Ba'aretz, Ba'aretz Lo Zaruah. The land wasn't, it wasn't sprouting so much. And still we went in. We went in with the Amunah of Hashem. And the Ramban, the great Nachmanides, also seems to say a similar idea. And he quotes down from the Ramban in Mor Nevuchim, in Perek Gimel, in Os Nun, to show the chesed of Hashem. To show the chesed of Hashem. That's what it's all about. However, if you look at Rashi, Rashi quotes down another answer. Rashi says, he quotes down Rabbi Tanchuma Darish Bo Drosha Acheres. Moshele Melech, Sheyeh Beno Chole. He had a son that was sick. Vaholich Lamacha Rachob, and he took him to a distant place for his cure. Came on Shayu Chozrin. After they got back, Hithkel Abim Moneh, he started telling him, son, this is where you had a headache. This is where we slept. This is where we had all these different things. To remind him of, yeah, there were struggles. It was hard. It wasn't easy. But again, what was our priority? What was so important to us? What was the chashivus? What was the most important thing? What was our goal? What was our end goal? Our end goal was to get into Eretz Yisrael. Our end goal was to bring the Shekhinah, to have the Ribbono Shel Olam with us. And although it was hard, and although we had the headaches, and here we had this struggle, and here we had this struggle. But still, it's all about the hard work. It's all about getting there. The Kli Yakar says And really, Hashem wanted to get them right into Eretz Yisrael. But we did. We did the Chatoim. We did the Chet HaMeraglim, which we're still suffering for. And we have to go into the Midbar for 40 years. We did the Chet HaEgel. Hashem wanted to get us right in, but we weren't ready for it. But we had to work. We had to struggle. And that was all it was all about. So again, to show the love, but it was also to show the goal. The goal, even though it was hard, and there was a lot of struggling points, it still was to get to Eretz Yisrael with the Shekhinah. And right now, we're in the Ben HaMitzar. And we're getting closer to the 9 days next week. And then we're getting closer to the Tisha B'Av, which God willing we're not going to have. We have to dive in hard. But comes along the great Binyan Siyam. And the Binyan Siyam answers that first question. And he says, why does it say V'zeh HaDavar? Why does it say V'zeh HaDavar in the Parsha of Nedarim? Because we know a Neder is the language, the way we talk, the way we say things, the vows. And V'zeh HaDavar represents that we need Moshe Rabbeinu. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im was that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe'al Pe'. Everything was exact. It was exacting with the Ribbono Shalom. Says the Binyan Siyam, if we want the Beis HaMikdash, if we want that end goal, if we want to get into Eretz Yisrael with the Shekhinah, with the Beis HaMikdash, then we need to change V'zeh HaDavar. If we change our language, if we're more exacting in our words, showing that sometimes we have friends that are going through pain and being there for them. Sometimes it's just about listening and seeing what's going on with your eyes. You know, this week, yeah, I give a shout out to my parents. I've got new glasses. I haven't got new glasses in a very long time. When I was a little boy, I had surgery with a big doctor, my cousin, Dr. Marin Lieb, unbelievable, Columbia Presbyterian, I remember so well, but I remember, I had a whole big surgery, and I had to strengthen some of my muscles, and now Baruch Hashem, I got new glasses, and when I got these new glasses, I haven't gotten glasses in a long time, trust me, my kids tell me that all the time, and, but now, wow, I'm able to see a little clear, and when you open your eyes, and you see the chasadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, wow, unbelievable. But I think the way we're going to start is that we have to get our priorities right, which we're going to talk about in a second. We have to get our priorities and we have to start changing our language, the way we look at things. Look at the chesed, as the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. Look at the chesed. You know, we're on a journey. We want to get to that end goal. The end goal is to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam and to do his mitzvahs and learn his Torah and to be one, Gashmias and Ruchnias. But the question is, can we change our speech? Can we get that Beis HaMikdash, V'zeh HaDavar? What was the story? What was the story with Reuven and Gad and Chasi Shevet Menashe? What was Moshe trying to accomplish? Rashi quotes down that Moshe couldn't believe it. His whole life, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. All he wants is the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. All he wants is the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now all of a sudden comes along the Reuven and Bnei Gad, and they say, we don't want. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he can't get it. It says in the Pasuk Tazayin, Nibna l'miknepo, says Rashi, Chatsu hayo al mamonam. They were concerned for their property. Yosef Bnei Menosehem. They were concerned with their wealth, more than their children. Amar lehem Moshe, lo kein. Asu ha'ikar ikar. Make which is essential, essential. Va'tofel tofel. That which is secondary, secondary. First, build your cities for your children. And then afterwards, make the tzon. Your priorities are messed up. You're focusing so much on your wealth. Where are your priorities? And my father sent me over a shir, a very nice shir, one of my friends, Rav Itiel Golvich, Rav in Eretz Yisrael and Eisha Torah, and he says it's hard nowadays because again with the virus and people are home with their children and their families, it's very hard to make back. You know, a long time ago there was a distinction. You go to your job and then you're done with your job, you come home, you have family. But now, since everything is, which is great, there's technology and it's unbelievable. We didn't have technology nowadays, can't even imagine or maybe whatever, you know, the fact technology spread out, maybe, okay, everyone could have their different opinions with different things, but it's very hard to create the boundaries of when is family time, when is work time. It's very hard. So although we look down upon Reuven, B'nai Gad, and B'nai Reuven, it's hard. But Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, listen, you need to prioritize. Where are your priorities? What's your goal? What's your end goal, like we're talking about now? What's your end goal? Where are you going with it? And what was that deal Moshe says? Moshe says, listen, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You have to go into Eretz Yisrael. If you want to go back and you set up your the other Shvatim and all of Kali Yisrael, then you could go back. But if not, then just take a heritage here. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu was doing that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not, he wanted the Achdus. He wanted all of Kali Yisrael to be together. He knows that if some Shvatim would be there and some Shvatim there, then it would just be totally disunity and it wouldn't work. So Moshe said, I have a plan. Although they might have to be in the Yarden and they have a lot of wealth, first of all, you got to get your priorities right. You got to know where what you're all about. But furthermore, I want you to go with the other Shvatim. I want you to show the Achdus. And if it doesn't work, stay there. Because I don't want you to be not united with your brothers. And where did he learn that from? It's very interesting. In Parshas Maaseh, when it's talking about all the traveling, the only time in the Torah that it gives a Yahrzeit, doesn't give me any Yahrzeit, doesn't give me Avram's Yahrzeit, it doesn't give me no, doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit in the Torah, doesn't say Miriam's Yahrzeit, it says Aharon. And the question is, why Aharon? Why is it only Aharon's Yahrzeit? Because we know, as we spoke about last week, that Aharon represents the idea of Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom, running after peace. Mishnah Pirkei Olav, Avos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yabez, right? And we know, the mission tells us in Tainis, Daf Chavav, Mishenichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha. Aaron, right, is coming up. It was the Rosh Chodesh Av, and it's that's coming up so soon, next week. That Aaron represented the idea that when he died, the Shalom, and we know we're still suffering for it, because if we don't have Shalom within Klal Yisrael, we've spoken a lot about Shalom, but if we don't have Shalom, we don't have unity amongst Klal Yisrael, then everything falls apart. And Aaron represented that. That's why specifically in Torah, before they go into Eretz Yisrael, because when there's no Shalom and there's no connection with everyone, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Shvatim, you got to go with your brothers. You got to set them up. Everyone has to be together. We're all of one Klal Yisrael. That's what we're all about. But you have to realize that there's an end goal. The end goal is to get the Shekhinah back. We have to make sure that we have our priorities straight. If we don't have our priorities straight, and things are, and then it's very difficult. If you don't have your priorities straight, one day it's this, one day it's that. You know, I once had a Talmud. He got very nervous about this Talmud. This Talmud would wake up, and he would tell me, here's his shoe. Oh, he's talking about me. No. This Talmud would wake up literally very late. Not like 8:30. Very late. And, I was nervous, very nervous, like, you know, it was hard. It was, again, you go to sleep 4 in the morning, you're not going to be able to wake up. Makes sense. And I thought in my mind that, you know, what's going to happen? He's going to go back to America, he's also going to do this? But no, guess what? Once he went back to America, his priorities were about the cash. So he started waking up at 5:30 in the morning, Baruch Hashem, got turned on, Taya, and he started learning and davening, Baruch Hashem. But his priority was, again, but he was able to get a balance, and because he was able to shift the priority. Where are your priorities? That's what it's all about. At the end of the parsha, we read about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. We're talking so much about Eretz Yisrael and the end goal and trying to get there and to show the love. You know, we're on a journey. We're all on a journey in life. I remember when I was younger, me and my family, you know, we used to go to Florida a lot. See Uncle G and Renee, and we used to always go to Disney. Ah, love Disney. Now Mickey's popular again. Gishmaka Mickey, unbelievable. My little son loves Mickey Mouse. He dressed up as Mickey Mouse on on Purim. Wow, since so long ago, Purim. And so again, I remember one time we actually traveled in a car. We drove to Florida. I remember one time, me and my sister, we dropped a watermelon. And there was another time where one of my sisters decided she had all the food in the back. She didn't want anyone to eat. She wasn't in the mood. Okay, so that was like the deal. But what was the end goal? Why am I telling the story? Because the end goal was to get to Disney. You don't always remember the details, but I remember some of the details. I don't remember all the details. And that's what the great Sfarno is saying, is that we're going through these struggles, and what we're showing that we're with you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we love you. You've given us so much, and we don't know what it's going to be, but we're with you. And at the end, we talk about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes, beautiful, that it says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, it says, V'arashim et ha'aretz v'yashaptem bom, ki lechem atati et eretz l'reshet oso. You shall rid the land, you shall settle in it, for you have given the land. So the Ramban, the famous Nachmanides, says in mitzvahs Asei Sheshachol Charav, the Rambam, there's a whole section where the Rambam left out mitzvahs, which we'll talk about in a second. And the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah Asei to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam leaves it out, and everyone's going crazy on the Rambam. How come he left out the mitzvah? So according to some Achronim, the Megillas Esther, found on the Shulchan Aruch, he says the mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael only applies in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, when they're trying to conquer Eretz Yisrael, but afterwards it doesn't. However, all the other Achronim say it's not true. Either it's Mitzvah Derabbanan living in Eretz Yisrael. The Avni Nezer, the great Rav Abram Borenstein, the great Avni Nezer, the Ilui, at 10 years old, he was writing Kedushim, 1838 to 1910, the great Sokol Trevor Rebbe, the father of the Shem Bishmuel. Unbelievable with the Egli Tal and Shabbos, Chuvis and Chuvis Bekis, he had crazy, abnormal. He says, what do you mean? Of course there's a mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't mention it. Why? Because the Torah says you just need to get rid of all the nations of Canaan. So obviously when you get rid of all the nations, then you take over the land. So whenever there's another mitzvah involved, I'm not going to give you two mitzvahs for it. It's only one. That's how the Rambam usually goes. I'm not going to, as we spoke about last week, if I have Kriyat Shema, it's the same idea. The bookends. So the same thing here. The Ramban says it's a separate mitzvah, but the Rambam says no. Maybe according to this Avni Nezer, it's the mitzvah to get rid of all the other nations, and then you take over Eretz Yisrael. But at the end of the day, Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. And we have to realize that this is the parsha. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. And it's not just enough going to Eretz Yisrael. We need Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. We need a time. This is the time, the 3 weeks, to work on our midos. As we quoted that Binyan Siyan, to work on our speech, to feel the pain, the empathy of another. Everyone has different things. Try to look big with your eyes. See what they need, what they need. And v'zeh ha'davar, be exacting. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was v'zeh ha'davar with Hashem, exacting. So too, when we speak, what words could do? Build. You could build so much. Our friends, our children, our spouses. Words affect. So again, let's just review, make sure we have it. Make sure we're answering all the questions. We said that the whole idea that we have a list of all the travels. Why? To show that we're ready. We have the Emunah Hashem, even if we don't know what's going to be. Or to show the chesed of Hashem, to show what Hashem has done for us, even through the toil, and it's hard. We said this Binyan Siyon, a very beautiful idea, the Vizeh HaDavar, we're in the 3 weeks, and close to the 9 days. That Vizeh HaDavar, we have to be more exacting with our speech, affect others. And we said, what was the whole idea of B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, Chatzi Shevet Menashe? That they messed up on their priorities. Their priorities were off a little. But the priorities have to be to get close to get to Eretz Yisrael and to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he needed all of Klal Yisrael to be united. If you have one nation there, then it's not going to be united. And he knew how important that was. And by the Ari Miklat. Why? Why the Ari Miklat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, as long as if I could get a step closer, even though I'm not going to... The other three cities of refuge are only going to be when they go into Eretz Yisrael. But still, as long as I can get the first three, because I want to get the process started. Moshe Rabbeinu was always looking into the future, thinking about how is my nation with the Ribbono Shel Olam, obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam's nation, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader. How can I make them go forward? That's why he wanted. This is the last mitzvah to create a continuation from creating the cities of refuge. And even though he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to set up that Klal Yisrael was going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and have all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So Be'ezus Hashem, as we have Chazak Chazak V'Nit Chazek, we're ending all the stories Bamidbar, a lot of ups and a lot of downs in Bamidbar, a lot of Lebedic stories, and we're still suffering. Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim. We have to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. He loves us so much. And although we all have struggles, we have to realize that we're in the journey of life. And we're going through our Maseihems. We're going through our journeys. And this and that is to get to the final, to the Geula, to the Beis HaMikdash. Hey Rabbi Aminu, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Chazak, chazak, and it chazak.